Let's pray.
让祷告。
Father, it's so important that we come to grips with the things that you have called us to.
父，这是多么的重要！我们被你呼召来到看，要我们看这个重要的事情。
So we ask, Lord, that in this time we would show ourselves to be willing to learn, to be open, and to find answers.
主，所以我们愿意来到你跟前，打开我们的心，来学习你在祷告上要教导我们的功课。
We look to you, Lord, each one of us, with the prayer prayed, the question asked so long ago.Teach us to pray.
主啊，就是在我们心里头都有一个向你祷告说，主啊，教导我们祷告。
I ask this in Jesus' holy name.
我们奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Amen. So we are talking about the trouble with prayer.
我们谈到祷告的难处。
Because we all have trouble with prayer.
因为我们都在祷告上有遇到难处。
And we haven't put this as the first session because it's the easiest, but because it's the most important.
我们没有把这个题目放在第一堂，不是说这个是最容易的，那是最重要的。
If we don't learn to pray, what sort of life are we going to live?
我们把这一堂放在以后很多堂的之前，就是说这个是很重要的。
If you imagine yourself to be a spiritual person, but your life is not characterized by prayer, you're kidding yourself. You're not spiritual.
如果你说你是一个属灵的人，但是如果在你的生活上没有祷告，不是你的特征，你只是向自己开玩笑。
If you imagine yourself to be a servant of God,But your life is not characterized by prayer, you may be mistaken.
如果你是个服侍神的人，但是你的生活里头没有祷告，这个祷告没有成为你生活的特征，就是你有一些难处了。
Why do I say that?
为什么我这样讲呢？
Because if you look at the life of the Lord Jesus, his life was characterized by prayer.
因为如果我们看耶稣的生活，他的生活是祷告成为很重要的特征。
When did Jesus pray?
耶稣几时祷告呢？
When he was baptized, he was praying.
当他受浸的时候，他祷告。
And the heavens opened.
当时天向他开了。
There's a quotation in your workbook.
在你的银行里头有一个字，有一句话。
From Luke chapter 6, where the Lord Jesus prayed all night.
就是耶稣在山上整夜的祷告。
And when it was day, he chose the 12 apostles.
白天呢，他就拣选十二门徒。
The Lord Jesus frequently just went out into the wilderness to pray.
主耶稣常常退到旷野那里祷告。
We read about him rising up a great while before day and going out to pray.
我们看见主耶稣天未亮的时候，他就独自的一个人到旷野里头祷告。
Prayer filled his life.
祷告充满他的生活。
Now, you might say, why did he need to pray?
你可能问，为什么他需要祷告呢？
But he did pray.
但是他真的这样祷告。
And all of our questions about prayer in one sense are answered by that fact.
就是我们所有对祷告的问题，就是从某个角度来看，就是从这一点成为我们答案。
You know, we can say, we can have so many things. We can say, it doesn't make sense. We say, there's no time, there's no need, etc., etc. But all of these questions are answered. Jesus prayed.
所以我们可能有很多不同的不明白的地方，或者我们没有时间祷告，我们不明白为什么要祷告，但是主耶稣这个祷告的事实就成为答案。
So that's why it's important.
所以祷告是非常重要的。
If we don't learn to pray, we won't know fellowship with God.
如果我们没有学习祷告，我们就不认识跟主耶稣的相交。
If we don't learn to pray, We can't really be workers together with God.
如果没有学习祷告, 我们就不懂得怎样与神同工。
Prayer matters so much.
祷告是这么的重要, 这么大的影响。
But the good news is, well, this may not sound like good news. The good news is we all have trouble with prayer.
但是好消息是什么呢? 我们就当如这个是好消息, 就是说, 我们在祷告上都有觉得有难处的。
So don't you think that I'm different, everybody else is fine, but I've got the problem.
就不是说每个人都没问题的, 只有我有问题, 不是这样。
True prayer is not easy.
真实的祷告是不容易的。
And we need to learn it.
我们需要去学习的。
Okay, so what are we going to do today?
所以今天我们要怎样来做呢?
This is the make or break session, you know that? This is the session that's very important.
这一堂呢是非常重要的一堂。
Because I'm going to say a few things which are in the sit category.
因为我要讲几件的事情关于这个坐这一方面的。
And then I might say a few more things with a bit of help in the walk category.
然后我会用时间来讲一讲，我们一起来做，就是讲到那个行那一方面。But
then we are going to talk about the stand.
然后我们一起来看站。Okay,
this is engagement.
这个就是你要投入参与。If
you leave at the end of this session and say, they didn't talk about my problem, that's your problem.
如果你经常完结，你走出去说：“哦，今天这一堂没有谈到我所需要的。”那么这个是你的问题，不是我们的问题。You
have to be engaged. Do you want to learn to pray? Well, we're not going to learn all the things today, but at least we can take some steps.
你要学习祷告，你就投入。我们可能不能够学所有关于祷告的事情，但是我们需要学主要给我们学的。So,
we begin by saying we're not talking about ordinary prayer.
我们现在不是谈到一般的一些祷告。
How many of you, raise your hand, if before you became a Christian, you prayed?
有谁可以举手说,你成为基督徒之前,你已经祷告了?
Many of us.
我们很多人都有这样。
Of course we prayed, because we were scared or something. I was scared, that's why I prayed.
我们都有很多不同原因祷告,因为我怕,所以我祷告。
But we're not talking about that sort of prayer.
但是我不是讲到这一类的祷告。
The prayer we're talking about is the prayer of the believer.
我们乃是说到信徒的祷告。
The prayer of one who is born again of the Spirit of God.
就是一个从圣灵而生的重生的一个人的祷告。
So there's a little diagram in your book.
在你的银刊里头有一个图画。
The diagrams of two circles.
这有一个图画讲到两个圆圈的。
So the circle on the right represents the natural world.
在右边的一个圆圈讲到一个自然的、天然的世界。
So you've kind of got that, and this represents the natural.
在右边的这个圆圈代表一个自然的世界。
So when we say the natural world, we mean that which is created, that which is normal, that which you're born with, that which you know very well.
我们讲到这个自然就是这个是被创造的，就是你出生在这个很自然的这个环境里头。
And over here is the spirit.
在左边那个圆圈是属灵的。
Or not the Holy Spirit, not your spirit, but over here is that spiritual world.
在左边这个圆圈是代表一个灵界的灵的这个世界。
Now we understand that when a person is born again, they are still a normal person in the body.
因为我们知道一个人他重生以后，他身上仍旧有一个自然的一个身体。But
the Holy Spirit has come to live in them.
在这个自然的身体里头呢？
So they've become somebody who is in this middle part here.
圣灵就住在他的灵里头呢，但他身体呢，仍旧属于这个天然的、自然的世界。They
are part of the natural world, but they are also a part now of that realm which is spiritual.
所以这个人呢，有一部分是 在整个世界里头的自然的世界，但是有一部分已经属于属灵的灵界的。
So this is where we are. This is us here.
这是我们在这里，在这个圆圈里头。
We are not in heaven.
我们还不在天上。
And we are not entirely on the earth.
我们也不是完全只是在地上。
Because the Holy Spirit has come to dwell in us.
因为圣灵已经来住在我们里头了。
So we belong in both realms.
所以我们是属于在于两个不同的境界的。
So this is what's happened when a person has been born again.
所以当一个人重生的时候，这个事情就发生了。
You know, we feel this very strongly.
我们对这个自然的世界感觉是很清楚、很强烈的。
All of you can feel that you're sitting on your bottoms and that you, maybe you're tired and you know, how is lunch traveling? It's all very real.
我们每个人坐在这里，我们的感觉桌子上，我们坐上去，然后我们有肚子很多东西，我们吃饱了，我们也可能会感觉累。
But we're not very familiar with this part.
但是对于左边那个凝结的呢，我们不是很熟悉。
Our natural senses work to understand this world.
我们自然的感官给我们去认识、接触这个自然的世界。
But not this one.
但是不是给我们去接触认识属灵的世界。
We can't touch the realm of the spirit.
因为对于灵界我们不能够用手去触摸的。
And we can't feel it.
我们也不能够感觉的。
But this is the people that we are.
但是我们就是这样的一般人。
And when the Lord Jesus looked at his disciples and said, you are not of this world, it was because of this.
当主耶稣说你们不属于这个世界，原因就是这部分。
That which had come to them is eternal. He who has come to them is eternal.
这位来到他们里头的是属于永远的、永恒的主。
Now when we come to prayer,
所以当我们来到祷告的时候呢，
we are right there experiencing this.
我们就是在那个里头经验这一个。
What happens when you pray?
当你祷告时的时候，有什么发生呢？
You say, I am going to go to the Lord in prayer.
你就说我是到主那里祷告。
So you go and you get a chair or something or your bed and you kneel down.
你来到那里，你可能有这椅子或者你跪在那里。
And what do you experience?
你经验什么呢？
You experience sore kneesAnd you can see your bed close up.
你就感觉你的膝盖很疼了，有点疼了，你的眼睛也要合起来了。
He said, I'll draw near to the Lord.
你说我要亲近主。
But you found that the heavens were closed to your natural senses.
但是你就发觉这个属天的跟你的五官自然的五官是关闭的。
You began to pray.But you couldn't see him, you couldn't hear him, you couldn't touch him.
但是当你祷告的时候，你不能够看到他，不能够听见他，也不能够触摸他。
So it's in this matter of prayer that we really come up against it, isn't it?
所以就是在这个祷告的事情上，我们就来到这个处境。
I am of this world.
我是属于这个世界的。
But now I'm trying to live or participate in that other realm, but I can't touch it.
但是就是在祷告的时候，我们就活在这一个属灵的世界里头，我们不能够用手触摸的。
So prayer happens here.
So 祷告就在那一个相交的地方发生。
And when we look at prayer from this direction,
如果我们从这边来看祷告，
with the earthly perspective,
从一个世界化的地上的眼光去看祷告呢？
Say, what are you doing?
我们就问了，为什么你这样做呢？
You're wasting your time.
你是浪费你的时间。
Why do you ask God?
你为什么要求问神呢？
Why would he listen to you anyway?
为什么他要听你呢？
And anyway, doesn't he know everything?
事实上他是不是懂得每一件事情呢？
So all the questions come. Prayer is a waste of time. Prayer is pointless.I don't understand why I should pray, all that.
这祷告是浪费时间，祷告是不知道有什么作用的，是一个没有目的的行动。
But when you look at it from this direction,
但是如果你从那一边的角度来看祷告，
You say, I am called to fellowship with God.
你就说我是被呼召跟神有相交。
This is where I join with him in what he is doing.
这个就是我跟他连结，他要做的工作。
This is the mystery of being, of hearing him and of knowing him.
这个就是我们能够通过这个能够听他，能够遇见他，这个是个奥秘。
You know, there's a principle in the scripture.
在圣经里头有一个原则。
And the principle is ask.
这个原则就是求。
In the scripture, we are told to ask.
在圣经里头，我们是被告诉，圣经告诉我们要求。
Why are we told to ask?
为什么圣经告诉我们要求呢？
You know, Jesus said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you.
圣经说你们寻找就寻见，叩门就给你开门，祈求就得着。
Why is it like that?
为什么这样呢？
It is like that because the Lord wants us to come forward and to pray and to ask.
圣经这样告诉我们，主耶稣这样告诉我们，原因就是神是想我们来向他祈求、寻找、叩门。
Because as you do that, you're going to learn so much about yourself and about him.Much is going to be worked through that simple process of your learning to ask.
也就是在你这样学习去求的时候，你就会得到很多，多过你其他的。你真的能够通过这样祷告认识主。
You know, in Psalm 2,
在诗篇第二篇，
it is the Father speaks to the Son.
就是父向他的儿子说，
and says,Ask of me, and I will give you the nations.
你求我，我就将列国赐给你。
Even the Son was told to ask.
甚至神的儿子都是神跟他说，你求我。
So you might find you're waiting, but you're not asking.
你可能在看见，就是说你是在等候，不是在。
For a time like this weekend, we could expect much, but ask for little.
好像这一个周末，我们可以有很多的期望，但是我们求却是求一点点。
So it's really important that we understand the Lord wants us to ask.
所以很重要，我们需要知道神要我们祷告去求。
And our prayer.Much of our prayer life is our drawing near to the Lord to align our hearts with His, to seek His will.
我们祷告的其实很重要的就是我们的心来到神的心那里，跟神的心联合。
We are called to fellowship.
我们被呼召跟他相交。
And that fellowship is more than just a nice feeling.
相交是彼此一个好的感觉，远超过这个。
That fellowship is actually working with God.
相交其实是跟神一起工作。
To work with Him, we need to pray.
要与神同工，我们需要祷告。
We need to how do you say it? We need to express, to have in our heart what is in His heart.
我们只有通过祷告表达在神心里头的，我们表达出来。
So when it comes to prayer, we understand.That is going to be a little bit difficult.
所以来到祷告呢，我们是知道会有一点难处的。
But there is great spiritual necessity that we learn to pray.
但是这里有一个很大的属灵的需要，我们去祷告。
When the disciples saw Jesus praying,
当门徒看见耶稣祷告的时候
，and when they heard him pray, because in those days nobody prayed silently.
当门徒听见耶稣祷告。因为当时没有人是默祷的，都是祷告出来的。
Do you pray like that?
你有这样祷告吗？
How many people by themselves, when they're by themselves, pray out loud?
有谁只有他一个人的时候，他都是开口祷告的？
Hardly any of us. A few do. Yeah.
不是很多人，有一些人这样做。
That's why Jesus went out when he went to pray. Because he prayed out loud.
正为这个原因，耶稣祷告的时候，他要出去独个儿这样祷告。
And nobody, you know, the disciples had never heard anybody pray like him.
那些门徒没有好像看见耶稣这样祷告过的。
And when he stopped praying, all they could say was, "Teach us to pray. We don't know anything."
当门徒看见耶稣这样祷告的时候，他们看完的时候，就有个科目说：“主啊，教导我们祷告。”
So this is just a little bit of context of prayer.
这个就是讲的祷告的一些的初景或者背景。
Why does the Lord hear us when we pray?
当我们祷告的时候，主为什么要听我们？
Because he's not far from us, he dwells in us.
因为他不是离开我们很远的，乃是他住在我们里头。
And when we pray as his children.
并且我们祷告的时候，我们是他的孩子，我们到他面前祷告。
You finish. That's the point. when we pray,We are his children. We are received. We are accepted. He hears us.
我们是他的孩子，我们到他跟前祷告，我们是被接纳的。主很喜欢我们到他跟前祷告。
You know, when you shut the door and you're alone and you pray your prayer, you think, this is silly. He doesn't hear.
当我们关上门，我们这样祷告，我们跟自己说，哦，这个是很愚昧的。他不听我的。
But he does hear.
其实他是听的。
And he's eager to hear.
并且他很想听。
And he wants you on your knees.
他很想在你的祷告，你跪下来祷告，他很想。
He wants you to turn to him.
他很想你转向他。
He doesn't simply hear, he listens.
他不单只就是这样听，他乃是注意的听。
Because you're known and you're loved.
因为你是被他所认识，你也是被他所爱的。
You know,I've learned some Chinese.
我学了一些中文。
You know, I can say the end of everybody's prayer. I hear it so many times.
在很多人祷告以后，最末了他都说这样说，我就学了。
But that is not what it means to pray in Jesus' name.
这个奉主耶稣的名的祷告不是这个意思。
Just putting a phrase on the end of a prayer is not it.
只是把这一句话放在祷告的末了。
But rather, it is standing with childlike faith where Jesus has put you.
就是从一个很单纯孩子的信心，站在主耶稣把我们放在的地位上，向他祷告。
You are his child.
你是他的孩子。
You are washed.
你已经被洗净。
You are forgiven.
你已经被赦免了。
You are accepted.
你已经被接纳了。
You are loved.
你已经被爱了。
You are heard.
你已经被听见了。
You matter in heaven.
你在天上是很重要的。
You remember when Jesus pointed out a small child?
你记得主耶稣曾经指着一个小孩子，他说
，He said, "Their angels always see the face of my Father."
他们的使者常见天父的面。
They are known in heaven.
这个小子在天上是被认识的。
I said to Josephine,
我跟 Josephine 讲，
Age makes no difference.
年纪不会叫这个有分别的。
So what if you're old?
你年纪大又怎样呢？
Jesus always taught us never, ever, ever despise a child.
主耶稣告诉我们永远永远不要轻视一个小子。
The least in the world.Who believes in him really matters in heaven. They are important people.
在世界上最渺小的一个人，他信了主呢，在天上都是非常重要的，对神来讲是重要的。
What joins the natural and the spiritual realm?
这个俗世的自然的世界跟属灵的那个连结是什么？把它连结起来
？Faith
是信心。
Simple faith
简单的信。
Not feelings,
不是感觉
not knowledge,
不是知识
but simple faith,
是简单的信
the faith of a little child,
一个小孩子的信心
the faith of a little child who believes what they're told,
一个小孩子听见所说的他就信了
is that you?
这个是不是你呢
do you believe what you're told when God tells you?
当神告诉你的时候
Truly?
你就信了
oh,Dare we to believe what he has spoken to us?
我们敢不敢，是不是敢相信
With that simple faith,
就是我们在那里,
we pray. Now,
现在呢?
We walk.
然后我们行。
Any thoughts, any questions? Is it too warm in here? Who's falling asleep?
有没有一些问题或者感觉很这里很暖?
There's a new rule. The new rule is if you're falling asleep, stand up.
如果你感觉睡觉，现在呢有一个新的规矩，如果你感觉打瞌睡了，你可以站起来。
I once fell asleep standing up, but if you do it, you'll certainly wake up. I did.
我想站起来睡觉，但是我睡不醒。Everybody
want to have a stretch?
但是如果你觉得好像有点累了，你就可以站起来，伸伸你的腰。Calisthenics,
touch toes.
做一些一点点的运动。
Any questions?
有没有问题呢?
At this point? Second, you're second. Anybody else?
有没有其他人有问题呢? 你是第二。
Anybody else?
有没有问题?
Abraham. Okay. You're very good at anticipating what I'm about to say.
Abraham 就问, 我们有什么可以求呢? 有什么可能我们就是合法的去求呢? 但这个就是你有他这样要讲的。
Okay, so I won't answer directly, but I'll answer.
他不会积极地回答这个问题, 但是他会...
So when Jesus taught about prayer, what did he teach us?
当主耶稣教导门徒祷告的时候，教我们祷告的时候，他怎样教导我们？
First of all, he taught us not to be hypocrites.
首先他说不要假冒伪善。If
you pray so that other people will hear you, well, you can just hope that the other people will answer your prayers because God won't.
如果你是为着旁边的人，你想祷告给旁边的人听，你就不要期望神听，因为旁边的人已经听了。
And empty words count for nothing.
空的话是没有价值的。Endless
repetition counts for nothing.
不同的重复也没有价值。And
you can shout!
你可以很大声地讲。And
it counts for nothing.
也不算得什么,没有价值。It
doesn't go past the ceiling.
也不会超过整个天花板。God
does not hear a loud voice.
神不是
He does not hear pretty English or Chinese.
他不是要听美丽的英语或者中文的。
He hears a sincere heart.
他听真诚的心。
And it doesn't matter what mess you make of your prayers, if your heart is right, God hears.
甚至你祷告的乱七八糟，但是如果你的心是对呢，神都听了。
That is so foundational. It is so obvious. And why do we pay no attention to it?
这是这么的基本，这么的明显，为什么我们都不注意这一个原则呢？
How many people here feel that there are some other people who pray to show off?
在这里有多少个人你观察或者感觉，有一些人他是用祷告来表现自己的。
There are a few bold hands, yeah.
有一些勇敢的手举起来。
Well, the Lord plainly said no. But then the Lord said, when you pray, say, Our Father who is in heaven.
当主耶稣教导我们祷告的时候，他说，我们祷告着我们在天上的父。
You find this in Matthew chapter 6.
我们在马太福音第六章看见这个。
In verse 6, he says, When you pray, go to your room and shut your door.
在第六节讲到我们祷告是祷告我们暗中的父。
What he's talking about is not praying to be seen by others.
就是在进到我们内屋里头关上门，意思就是说祷告不是祷告给别人听的。
So when we are together praying,
所以当我们一起祷告的时候，
you can shut your door.
你可以真的把门关上。
Don't pray to be seen by others.
不要存一个心别人听来祷告。
When the Lord Jesus gave this prayer, what did he want us to do with it?
当主耶稣这样教导我们祷告的时候，他想门徒怎样去祷告？
Millions of people all over the world have been reciting this prayer again and again and again and again.
世间成千上万的人都是不断的这样念这个祷告的文，一次又一次。
Is that what he wanted us to do with it?
是不是主耶稣把这个祷告的文讲给我们听，是为了这个目的呢？
Clearly not.
很清楚不是。
How do we understand this prayer?
我们怎样去明白这个祷告呢？
Well, the first thing is, it is not the Lord's prayer.
事实上，这个不是主的祷告。
It is the disciples' prayer.
那是门徒的祷告。
Jesus never prayed this, and he could not pray this.
主耶稣永远没有这样祷告，他也不能够这样祷告。
Because he has no need to ask for forgiveness.
因为他没有需要求父赦免他。
This is the disciples' prayer.
这是门徒的祷告。
So what do we learn from this?
所以我们从这里学到什么呢？
We see that this is the heart of the disciple, and this is the expression of the heart of the disciple.
讲到这个就是门徒的心，讲到这个就是门徒的心的一个表达。
So we could go through this prayer step by step and say, and ask the question, what sort of person can pray this prayer sincerely and genuinely and from the heart?
我们就可以一句一句的来看，就是说这样祷告的门徒，他是怎样的一个人才能够真诚的这样祷告呢？
Well, in the beginning, of course, it has to be somebody who can look up to heaven and say, Father.
当然开始的时候他是一个人，他能够跟神说天上的父啊。
And he looks up to heaven with a desire and a love that the Lord's name should be honored.
他当他向天父说的时候，他有个心，为着爱神的缘故，愿神的名被尊为圣，他有尊为圣，他有这个科目。
And the overriding desire or the overriding ask that he has is that your will should be done, that your kingdom should come.
他这样求的时候，有一个原则，有个目的的，就是说，愿神的国降临，愿神的旨意行在地上。
What sort of person is this?
这个人的心的光景是怎样？
Is this you?
这是不是你呢？
This is what's on your heart.
在你的心里头是不是这样呢？
This is the prayer that the Lord wants to hear.
这个祷告是主所想听的祷告。
When you pray,
当你祷告的时候，
This is the person.
就是这样的一个人。
This is the heart.
这就是一个心。
This is the disciple.
就是这样的一个门徒。
Give us this day our daily bread.
我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
What sort of person prays that?
怎样的一个人会这样祷告？
A person who knows that he depends upon the Lord for every day, for everything.
就是一个人，他知道自己每天，每一件事情都需要依靠主的。
Forgive us our sins, our debts, as we forgive others.
免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
That's very clear, isn't it?
这个很清楚了，是不是？
And do not lead us into temptation. Why that?
不叫我们遇见试探，为什么有这个呢？
So many people ask about that.
有很多人问这个问题。
Why would the Lord lead us into temptation?
为什么神要引我们到试探呢？
Do I have to ask him not to do that? Otherwise he will.
我们是不是需要求神不要叫我们遇见试探，否则他就要叫我们遇见试探。
No, I think this is a very simple and clear expression of something. It's...
不是的, 是这里讲的一个很简单的一个原则。
Do not lead us.
不要引导我们。
Because we are going to follow you wherever you lead us.
不要这样引导我们，因为我们呢，无论你怎样引导，我们都要跟你的。
So that's the first thing on the heart of the disciple. I will follow him.
所以这个就是个门徒的心里的第一个新的光景，就是说，主啊，我要跟从你。
Wherever he leads, I will follow.
无论你领我到哪里，我都会跟你的。
But I am very aware of my weakness.
但是呢，我也很知道我的软弱。
And I depend upon you, Lord, to keep me.
我是投靠着你，依靠你来保守我。
Do not lead me to temptation.
不要叫我们遇见试探。
Because I might fail.
因为我会失败的。
I trust in you to keep me.
我信靠你来保守我。
I trust in you to deliver me from the evil one.
我信靠你从恶者那里拯救我。
That's the disciple's heart.
叫我脱离凶恶，这个就是个门徒的心态。
So this prayer is not a prayer to be recited by from memory many times over.
所以这个祷告不是要怎样背一次来表达的。
But if we can align ourselves with what's expressed in this prayer, then we know that we are praying according to the will of God.
乃是说，当我们这个人，我们的心。 是跟这个祷告的人的内容一致的时候呢，我们就这样祷告，这个就是主要听的祷告。
You know, this is not give me, give me, give me.
这个祷告不是说给我，给我，给我。This
is your will be done.
这乃是说你的旨意要成就。This
is the prayer of a disciple.
这是门徒的祷告。My
phone's been making noises here.
我的手机有一些声音。And
none of the messages are from you.
但是没有一个信息是从你而来的。Okay,
I think it's time. May I just say one more thing? Prayer is not something that's just in isolation, just by itself.
虽然时间差不多，但是还有一点我要讲的，祷告永远不是一个单独的事情。It
matters the sort of life that you live.
因为祷告本身会影响你要过的生活。A
godly life will accompany godly prayer.
一个属神的生活必须有属神的祷告。
And prayer will help you to live a godly life.
祷告会帮助我们去过一个属神的生活。So
we need to make a commitment.
如果我们,
we need to make a commitment.
我们需要做一个决定，一个委身。And
the commitment is to pray.
这个决定，这个委身呢，就是要去祷告。To
cover our days with prayer.
把我们的一天的生活，我们都用祷告来盖住。To
try and bring as much as possible to the Lord in prayer.
在我们生活整天的生活来里头，充满着祷告，尽量多的祷告。Somebody
said you soak everything in prayer.
有人说你在祷告里头呢，就被吸进这个祷告里面。And
as we do that, our lives will be changed. We'll be learning a great deal. And we'll be increasingly knowing God.
如果我们这样的在我们的生活里头充满着祷告呢，我们就会生命会成长，我们越来越对神有很更深的认识。
For a long time, people have been trying to find better methods to serve the Lord.
有很长的时间，人都想学怎样服侍神，能够服侍得更好呢？
God is not looking for better methods; He's looking for better men, better people.
他们都要寻找什么方法才能够侍奉神，侍奉得更好呢？其实神不要找更好的方法，而是找更好的人。
Because the way that the Lord works is His method is men. His method is people.
因为神的方法不是外面的方法，乃是人自己。
So there's not some method to make you a blessing, that you can be the blessing.
不是某一些方法能叫你成为祝福，你做一些方法叫人成为祝福，带给人祝福，乃是你自己的你本身成为别人的祝福。
So we come, you know, we've only touched on a few things, and there are many other things. So what are we going to talk about now?
我们现在要谈什么呢?
Should we talk about early morning prayer?
我们是不是要谈到早上起来的祷告?
Who's good at early morning prayer?
谁早晨的祷告是你有操练的是好的。
Not a hand.
没有一个手举起来。
Some people would like to volunteer some other people who are good at it.
有一些人呢可能想提另外一个人他是早上祷告是好的很好的。
We want to have conversation now. How are we going to do this? This, I told you, this is important.
我们需要有对话，我已经讲过了，我们要这样进行的。
Okay, question. Why don't you rise up early and pray?
那么现在个问题，为什么你没有早上清早起来祷告呢？
That's a question for those of you who don't rise up early in the morning to pray. Why don't you?
这个问题是给那些没有早上起来清早起来祷告的时候你为什么没有呢
OK
因为我早上起来我需要为我那整天的事情能够有好的安排另外如果我真的起来我会再睡过去
Is that a good enough reason?
这是不是一个够好的原因呢因为我在早上我的思想不清楚头脑不清楚
I relate to that
这个我能够明白
For years and years and years I said I am a nighttime person
因为很多年来我都觉得自己的晚上精力最旺盛的时候
An hour of sleeping Yeah, that's actually really important You know why? At the actual reason we don't pray is because we don't think it's worth it.
刚才就说因为我需要睡多一个小时以致我很难找一个小时起来祷告其实这个是个很好的回应因为呢很多时候我们不去祷告呢因为我们觉得祷告其实不是非常有价值的
Is that not true?
是不是在我们心底里头有这个感觉呢
Because if you thought it was worth it, you'd do it.
因为如果你觉得它很有价值的，你会去做的。
Now, Tiana, I guarantee. Well, maybe I'm going to take a risk here, but we'll try it. Okay, we're going on holiday. We've got to catch the plane. You've got to get up at 4.
Tiana, 比方说我们要去旅游了，我们要早上搭火车，你要四点钟起来。
Flying off to America, first class.
从这里飞到美国是头等。
Okay.How are you feeling? 4 o'clock?
Do
you think clearly? Yes.
Okay, okay. 就是说四点钟你能够起来吗？你能够，但是你头脑清楚吗？好像是清楚，但是你说呢？不清楚，因为我虽然起来了，头脑还是不清楚。所以前一天晚上我就要把东西收拾好。然后四点钟就起来我就走了头脑不清楚
Why can't you think clearly?
为什么你的头脑不能够好好清楚呢
Why can't you think clearly?
因为不清楚因为我的头脑呢还没有开动
When does it turn on?
你的头脑几时开动呢
10 o'clock
十点钟 sometimes if I can wake up at 4 or 5, because I think I don't need to work.
No, I need to go to work.
I need to go to work, so I wake up so early.
Yeah.
But if sometimes if I don't need to wake up early to work, I think this is precious time, so I need to sleep.
We all need sleep.
我们都需要睡觉。
That is true.
有另外原因就是可能我们觉得我们可以在别的时间祷告，不是在很早很早起来祷告。
So we are not talking, when we talk about rising early to pray, we are not making a law that you must do this, and if you don't, etc. But what we are talking about is a good habit.
所以当我们说清早起来祷告，这个不是一个律法，一个规定，乃是讲到这个是一个很好的一个习惯。 就是说当我们不能够早起来祷告，其中原因就是我们需要睡眠。但是如果在想想的时候，是不是真的祷告在我们心里不是这么有价值呢？因为如果祷告真的是很有价值的时候，前一天晚上我们就可能呢不做其他的事情，因为祷告更重要嘛。那些事情相对上没有这么价值，我们就不做那个事情，早点睡觉，你这早上能够起来祷告。 Is it what you mean?
Evening and morning and noon.
就是清早起来祷告，为什么这么重要呢？它 这个时间比起其他祷告的时间，有什么特别好的、特别重要的、宝贵的地方呢？
Well, two answers. One, the first answer is that when we look at the life of Jesus, we did see that he seemed to have that habit. And if we see him with that habit, we think that may be a good idea.
第一个回应就是说， 因为我们看见耶稣的生活，他是清早的时候呢，天未亮的时候呢，就一大清早他起来祷告的。主耶稣这样做就成为我们一个好的榜样。The
second thing is, the person who rises early in order to pray before their day begins has an attitude to, is expressing and living an attitude towards the day and how they're going to live that day.
就是说一个人他愿意一大清早在他们生一天生活所有的事情之前他们祷告，这个就说明他们有个心态，他们对前面这一天的心态和他们怎样去面对它。
You know that saying that I think was attributed to Luther, where he said, I had such a busy day ahead of me, I had to get up and pray for 4 hours first.
就好像马丁路德他这样讲, 他说我一天有这么的忙, 这么多的事情要面对处理, 所以我必须用4个小时来祷告, 才能够去面对一天这么忙的生活。
So it's saying, how am I going to live this day? Am I just going to let it happen? Or am I going to live purposefully, committing this day to God and going out into the day as one who is trusting Him and looking for His hand in my life during this day?
就是说我们要怎样度过我们一天的生活呢? 我们是把它好像什么事情发生就这样度过了,很忙就被忙碌带过了。 乃是我们把我们的生活都交在主的手中。
So how do you want to live your day?
让主来带领我们。 所以问题是,你要你怎样过你一天的生活?
Are you just kind of a cork on the ocean, just sort of bobbing along with whatever happens?
你要你的生活就好像一个木头在海上这样漂流呢?
Or are you living with purpose?
还是你要有目的的,有方向,很清楚的。
No, I don't mean that great things are set before you on that day.
我不是说你那一天你要面对个很伟大,很重大的事情要发生,不是这个意思。
It may be just a very ordinary day.
可能是个很平凡的一天。
You're not expecting anything. You're going to go to work or go to school or whatever it is.
你没有期望有什么特别的问题或者事情发生,你都是照常的去上课工作。
But you want to live that day unto the Lord.
但是你要活这一天归给主的。
And you want to look for His hand in that, in working in you, through you, or in others during that day.
那是要寻求他的手呢, 是来带领你这一天,在你这一天的生活里头带来掌管的。
I tell you, if you approach the day like that, it will be much, much richer. You will find it very much richer.
我要告诉你, 如果你开始你这一天是这样去开始呢, 你整天会非常非常的不一样。
The reason we can't get up in the morning is, yes, we don't think it's worth it, and related to that, as Abraham was expressing, we go to bed too late.
所以我们不能够一大清早起来祷告呢, 首先因为我们觉得不是很有价值, 第二呢, 就是因为好像Abraham刚才说呢,
The secret to getting up early is going to bed early.
能够一大清早起来的秘诀就是前一天晚上睡觉早一点。
And that is a discipline.
这是一个纪律。
Maybe we'll talk more about that tonight.
可能我们晚上能够讲这方面更多。
But it's a choice you make. How are you going to live your life? Now, this morning you said you're going to live for Christ.
所以问题是,你要做一个抉择。你要怎样过你的生活,度过你的人生,你早上你说我要为主而生活。
Well, if you say that you're willing to die for Christ, I cannot tell whether that is true or not.
如果你说我愿意为主死,但是我不能够说这个是真实还是不真实。
But if you say you're willing to live for Christ, I can spy on you. And look at what sort of life you live, what sort of talk you talk, how you spend your time, how you treat people, all those things. That will tell me whether you want to live for Christ.
但是如果你跟我说你要为主生活呢, 我就可能可以看看你的一生,你的生活, 实际的生活你是怎样讲什么话, 你做什么事情。 你对人的态度是怎样? <咳><咳>这里有一个问题发手机给New Edition，他说我在祷告事情上有挣扎，因为我呢，我觉得这个是没有效，不是很有效。我知道神听我。 但是好像他没有改变事情，他没有做什么事情来改变。
Yeah, that's a really good point.
这个是一个很好的一点。 No. he can read. It's written in English. Oh, they can't hear. Oh. They can't hear. Sorry. Yeah.
I didn't read it. Sorry.
Sorry. 因为其他人还没有听见英文呢, 所以你又会读一遍。
I read it. What's wrong?
我已经读过了。
The question is, I struggle with prayer because I feel that it's not effective. I know God hears, but it doesn't seem to change things. Two things.
两件事情。
Thing one.
第一件事,
if you pray, it does change things.
第一就是，当你祷告的时候呢，你是在改变事情的。If
you pray, Lord, give me, give me, give me.
如果你祷告说，神啊，给我，给我，给我。It
will change things.
这也会改变事情。You
won't get all that you want.
你不能够得着你所要的一切。But
you will learn to stop asking.
你会学习停止这样祷告。
In other words, prayer is a process, and in prayer, we are learning to pray, and that is going to make a big difference.
换句话说，祷告本身是个过程，这个过程就帮助我们学习祷告，所以这个是一个很重要的改变事情的一点。
And if you pray according to God's will, Thy kingdom come, your kingdom come.
如果你祷告说，神啊，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意成就的话，
it does count.
这个真的会影响事情的。
Whether you see it or not, it counts.
无论你有没有看见这个事情发生，这个都带来改变的。
But the second thing,
第二件,
is, when we pray,
当我们祷告的时候,
we should not expect to see amazing miracles overnight.
我们不应该期望一下子有一个神迹，一个大改变。
If you decide, okay, from now on, I'm going to get up a bit earlier and I'm going to spend some time in prayer.
如果你决定好，现在开始我要早上早一点起来，我要花一点时间祷告。
And then after a couple of days, you say, meh, makes no difference, give up.
然后过几天你说, 没用的, 没有什么帮助, 我要放弃了。
That's not it. That's not the way.
这个不是, 我们, 要这样做的。
It is difficult.
这是有不容易的。
You will fall asleep.
你可能在祷告的时候, 在睡着。And
you will feel discouraged.
你也会感觉很失气,很灰心的。
But the Lord always encouraged persistence. Continue. Because it'll be worth it.
但神都是一直来鼓励我们继续下去，因为他要借着这个来做工在我们身上。
So don't give up.
所以不要放弃。
Don't expect to see angels and everything amazing.
不要期望在祷告的时候看见天使或者一些奇异的事情发生。
But know that it counts and it's worth it.
但是要知道，这个是有价值、有用的。
In the Psalms, people ask for justice to be done to their enemies. How does that align with God's will? How should we pray for others? E.g., how frequently should we do it? It would be hard to pray for everyone we've said we would pray for every day. How do we listen to God when we pray?
有好几个问题，在诗篇里头，那里的人祷告就求神的公义。 成就在他们的敌人仇敌那些不好的人身上，这样怎样跟神的旨意能够连在一起呢？第二个问题是，我们应该怎样为其他人祷告呢？譬如说，我们应该替别人祷告有怎样常常祷告呢？是不是每天都为每一个人我们答应过他们祷告，我们都说都是每天为他们祷告，这样才可以算是好的代祷呢？ 第三就是说,
我们祷告的时候怎样能够去听神呢？不单止我们向神说话，并且是听神向我们说话呢？
The first question about justice.
第一个问题关于那个公义。
Justice is coming.
公义是要来的。
But we don't have enemies now who are flesh and blood. Our enemies are spiritual.
我们在血肉里头没有仇敌的，我们的仇敌乃是属灵的。
So we're told to love our enemies and to pray for their good, for their benefit.
我们乃是要主教导我们爱我们的仇敌，为他们的好处来祷告。
So in the Psalms, the situation was a little different.
在诗篇里头所讲到那个处境是有一点不同的，跟我们现在。
And things were being worked out in kind of like in the physical way, natural in the natural world.
当时的事情呢，在一个自然的处境里头成就。
I'm being quick, but that's because I think we need to be. How should we pray for others?
我需要快一点，我们需要这样，我们怎样代祷呢？
That is a good question to ask the Lord.
这个是一个好的问题去问主的。
Because if you ask him, he might guide you in a specific way of praying.
因为当你
and that would be good.
当你怎样问他的时候，他会很具体的在你的问题里头去引导你的。学习怎样在你的处境去为某一个人代祷。
So you can say, Lord, how should I pray for Tiana?
比方说，主啊，我怎样为 Tiana 祷告？
And something might come to mind.
然后有可能有一个思想来到你心
事。Please switch her brain on earlier.
就是说，主啊，求你叫她清早的时候脑袋能够开动。
But ask the Lord, because I think that's really good. Then.When you do have some sense of how you should pray for somebody, you'll pray for them with that much more burden.
So, 当你觉得你要为某一个人祷告的时候，你可以讲求问主怎样代祷，主会引导你。
It'd be hard to pray for everyone we've said we're going to pray for.
因为我们说我们要为某一些人祷告，很难每天都为所有人祷告。
Don't say you're going to pray for them if you're not going to.
如果你不是要为他们真的祷告，你不要跟他们说我为你祷告。
Maybe you need to write down in a book all the commitments you've made and then go through that book and pray for them. Keep your commitments.
或许你应该把你的承诺写下来，就是真的在行动上为这些人祷告，如果你这样答应他们。
When we ask the question, how do we listen to God?
当我们问一个问题，说我们祷告的时候怎样听神的时候
，Again, that's part of the learning experience.
这个再次是一个学习的过程。
But you know, sometimes just simply a thought will come.
但是有时候你讲祷告，有一个思想就来了。
If it's an appropriate thought, if it seems right before God, take it from Him.
如果这个意念是看起来在神的眼光里头是对的，是好的，你就可以。
But be ready to say that you were wrong.
但是你有准备，可能你是领会错了。
So that's just a learning thing. I think that it's just something we learn from experience. But be bold as you are seeking to learn.
这些是在学习经验里头这个过程学习的。但是呢，我们也可以学习怎样呢？靠着主，勇敢的去学。
What if when we pray, we feel like we are talking to the air?
那么如果我们觉得我们祷告的时候，我们就好像打空气一样，怎么办呢？
You are talking to the air.
你是向着空气讲话的。
But God is hearing you.
但是神却在听你。
On the physical side, you're talking to the air.
在这个世界里头，你是对着空气讲话的。
But God hears.
但是神却听。
And that's where faith.Joins us with him.
就是这样，我们的信心就把我们跟神连在一起了。
Where's the line between give me, give me, give me, and give us this day our daily bread?
就是说，给我，给我，给我这样的祷告和今天的饮食，今日赐给我们。这两个祷告有什么分别？
Usually, give me, give me, give me is asking for a great deal more than today.
很多时候给我给我给我这一类的祷告呢，是求比我们求今天的需要更多。
And by that, when we say give me, give me, give me, what we're talking about is being selfish and just wanting for yourself.
当我们说给我给我给我，这个是不是指说一个自我中心自私的心态，就是给我更多更多给我？
But that we need to be sustained by the Lord, well, that's His commitment to us, to keep us.
但是是我们依靠着主呢，自己才能够供应我们的。
How do we pray unceasingly or continuously? Paul said, pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:15.
我们怎样能够常常祷告呢？不住的祷告，好像保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章所讲的。
Well, I think for me, that's sort of the upward, the heart that's turned upward.
这个都是我们的心常常的转向主，转向天。
It is not a matter of actually saying prayers all the time.
不是说我们口中常常讲话来祷告，而是我们心。
Clearly, if you're working, if you're studying, then that's what you're doing. You're not actually speaking to the Lord.
所以这是在我们学习工作的时候，我们的心里头常常能够转向主，跟主交谈。
But the heart can be ever uplifted.
虽然我们口不是常常可以讲话的，但是我们心常常可以举起我们的心向着主。
How do we pray about our own need with the perspective of your kingdom come?
我们怎样从一个愿神的国度降临这个角度来为自己的需要祷告？
Because our lives are part of His kingdom.
因为我们的生活，我们活在地上是他的国度的一部分。
And there's not a separation there.
其实这个没有分隔的。
So everything in our life, we want to be ordered by Him.
所以我们生活每一件事情，我们都需要由主来掌管。Just
as everything in the whole kingdom is ordered by Him.
就好像主的国度里头每一件事情都是神自己来掌管。So
our needs may be indeed our needs, or they may be our wants.
但是我们的需要可能是真的是我们的需要，也可能是我们自己要想得到的，不是我们真的是需要的。
And I think that in prayer, as we seek the Lord, we'll know the difference.
但是当我们在祷告的时候，这个过程，我们就会慢慢能够知道什么是真的需要，什么是我们自己想要的。
In our families, we want our homes to be godly places.
比方说，在我们家里头，我们盼望我们的家是个敬虔的家，属神的家。
It's not for our comfort, but for His glory.
不是为着我们的舒服，乃是为着他的荣耀。
So it is part of Thy kingdom come.
所以这个就是愿神的国降临的一部分。
What if I can't concentrate?
如果我们不能够在祷告里头集中，怎么办呢？
This is part of the learning.
这是学习的其中一部分。
You know what happens when your mind wanders off?
当你祷告的时候，你的思想云游了，就是漂流在其他事情。
What do you do?
你怎样做呢？
You bring it back.
你就回来了。
Very simple.
很简单。
And when it wanders off again, give it a good smack and bring it back.
你在游荡了，就给他提醒。
And you know, we will learn to focus.
那么我们就慢慢学习，集中我们的中心焦点在祷告。
I don't know but what your experience is like, but don't be surprised if you go to pray and suddenly you get all these thoughts that are very inappropriate.
所以有时候你学习祷告的时候，甚至有一些很不该的意念突然间来的。
Rebuke them.
你就抗拒，抵挡他，
and,
责备他们。
And pray.
然后祷告。这个就是一个问题，说如果为一件事情祷告很久，神都没有成就，然后其他人就会说，神有他的时候，那我们还要祷告干什么？如果神一直没有成就，我就越来越失望。 So if I have prayed for one thing for a long time, but God hasn't accomplished or answered my prayer. And then other people say, oh, God has his own timing. In this case, do I need to pray? What is the purpose of my ongoing prayer? If God hasn't accomplished this, I will feel more and more disappointed.
You know, it's really going to depend upon what the thing is.
这个是在乎你所祷告的那个事情是什么事情。
And I think that when we feel that the Lord is not hearing us or answering us, it may be a time for us to ask, am I asking right? Am I asking correctly?
就是我们一直为一件事情祷告的时候，但是好像神没有回应。 那么我们在那个时候我们就想想我们所求的是不是神所要的。
It may be that I'm asking for something, but actually it's not at all His will for that thing to be given me.
会不会我们一直为某一件事情祷告，但是神的心意不是要给我们这个事情成就，他有更好的心意的呢？
But He would want me to know that.
但是就是这样。 神也很想我们是认识看见这个。Maybe
I'm not listening.
或许神要我们看见的时候，我们没有好好听他。So
maybe I've got to open up a little bit.
但是如果我们有一个更敞开的心去听神的话。Or
maybe, but I'm asking for somebody to be saved, somebody to be converted.
或者说，我为着某一个人能够信主得救来祷告。And
still they haven't been converted.
但是他们还没有得救。
Surely the Lord wants them to be saved.
肯定的神是想这个人得救的。
Don't give up.
这样呢，不要放弃。
Don't stop, but continue to ask.
不要停止祷告，继续的祈求。
But ask the Lord how you should pray for that person, rather than praying, Lord, save this person. Say, Lord, is there some roadblock? Is there something that's stopping this person? And then maybe you can pray more specifically.
在这个情况下呢，你就可以继续问主：主啊，我要怎样为着这个人得救来祷告呢？是不是他信主的路中有一些难阻呢？我怎样为着这些难阻祷告呢？求你工作呢？你可以讲具体的来为着这个人得救的事祷告。
10 minutes more.
10多分钟。
Okay, we'll be quick. After we finish praying, do we really need to say Amen? And what does Amen mean anyway? And why do we say it?
我们祷告过后完结的时候，是不是就讲阿门呢？是不是需要这样做呢？阿门是什么意思呢？
Amen means so be it.
阿门就是愿此成就。是这样的，实在的。
Done. That's it.
就是这样。
When in the Bible, Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you."
你知道圣经说，主当主耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你。
It's Amen, Amen.
其实那个字就是阿门，阿门，告诉你。
No, you don't need to say Amen.
你不需要一定要说阿门。
But you need to feel it.
但是你的心必须是阿门。
What if we're genuinely too tired to pray? Should we just leave it till the next day or at night or whenever you're more awake?
如果我们真的是感觉很累，那么我们是不是需要 等到明天再祷告，或者晚上再祷告呢？
I don't think you are ever too tired to pray.
我不想你真的是倦的疲倦到一个地步不能够祷告。
You can pray standing up.
你可以站起来祷告。
Pray like this.
一面打字机，一面打字。
If you need to pray, you can pray.
如果你真的需要祷告，你可以这样祷告。
But yes, you know, we do need to sleep.
是真的，我们真的需要睡眠。
And we're not superhuman.
我们不是超人。
And so, you know, there are one-off situations and there are regular situations. We need to get our ordinary life, our ordinary habits organized in such a way that we can pray.
我们的生活有一些突然的一件事情要处理的，某一个情况的，但是有一些一般的情况，但是我们需要在我们生活能够有好好的安排，以致我们一般的情况呢，是能够帮助我们祷告。Last
one.
最后。
Sometimes I ask the Lord about a choice that I have to make in a few days or a few minutes. For example, whether I should go to lunch with certain friends or attend an event, and the Lord doesn't answer. What should I do then?
有时候我需要寻求，我要做个决定，求主，我要是不是跟某一些朋友今天下午去吃饭，我要去参与某一个活动，那么我怎么办呢？ 我怎样选择寻求神在这方面的带领呢？
I think in that case you should decide what you should do and do it.
如果在这个情况下，我想你需要决定怎样做，然后去做。
And you should trust him in it.
并且你能够在这个做的时候，你信靠神。
He hasn't made it clear to you.
当他没有很清楚地告诉你的时候。
But you look at the situation and say, I think this is right, this is what I'll do.
但是你看看这个处境，你觉得啊，这个事情这样做是对的。 应该是对的，我们你就凭信心依靠他来做。
And then you go forward, trusting him and being ready to be corrected if you've made a mistake.
当你这样做的时候，人就是信靠他。如果你后来发觉这样做是错的，你就承认错了，继续的信靠他。
In all the matter of finding God's will, our safety is not in how good we are at finding his will, but in how willing we are to be corrected and admit that we're wrong.
在寻求神的带领，寻求神的心意的事情上，那个最安全、那个最重要呢，不是说我们很好、很懂得神的心意，乃是我们是一个愿意的心去寻求他的心意，并且我们愿意被修正的、认识的。So
there is just one more.
有最后一个。 If I have been praying for my marriage for a long time, but the Lord hasn't accomplished, I don't have the gift of celibacy. I feel a lot of pressure. What should I do? Should I continue to pray until God accomplishes? If I'm lack of faith, what should I do? Okay. 就是如果是为做婚姻祷告了很久，主还没有成就，我也没有守独生的恩赐，有很多的压力，该怎么办？一直祷告到主成就吗？信心不足怎么办？
I think that you know the issue of marriage is a big one, and we've got one session on men and women, so we can talk more about it there.
婚姻的事是个很大的题目，我们有一堂是讲到男跟女的，我们盼在这一堂我们能够谈到一点。Faith
says that God loves you.
信心说神爱你。He
cares about you.
他关心你。He
knows your need.
他知道你的需要。He
knows what's best for you.
他知道什么对你是最好的。So
you can trust him in that.
所以你能够在这个事情上去信任他。But
when he's not answering some specific request,
但是当他没有回答、回应、答应某一个具体的请求的时候，
Go deeper.
你能够再精深一点。
Ask why.
问神为什么。
What's the hindrance?
那个难阻是什么。
Is it the wrong question?
是一个错误的一个问题吗。
Is it the wrong time?
是不是个错误的一个时间吗？
Why is it the wrong time?
为什么是个不合时错误的时间？
What do I need to change first?
我需要有什么改变，在我身上有什么改变，先要改变吗？
So you know this, we can always go deeper, and know that the Lord's willing to deal with us and talk with us. That's what He wants.
我们都可以借着祷告，在这个事情上能够更深的来寻求来祷告。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, thank you for the opportunity to talk about these things. But there's so much more.
是有这么多的需要,
and we pray, Lord, that you would be teaching us together.
父啊,我们求你自己来,
and teach us to pray.
And
don't let us be those who make excuses.
不要叫我们成为一些找借口的人,
but teach us to pray.
但是却教导我们真的去祷告,
and establish prayer as a real strong reality in our life.
把祷告成为我们一个生活很真实、很坚固的一个生活,
and in our fellowship together.
以致我们能够跟你一起相交，我们能够彼此相交。
We ask in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.